For those who see homosexuality as morally wrong, conversion therapy has been a popular approach to turning young people toward a heterosexual lifestyle. But the treatment is not without controversy.
To date, 18 states and the territories of Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico have banned conversion therapy for minors. And municipalities across the nation have taken the step as well. Here in Wisconsin, Superior, Eau Claire, Cudahy, Sheboygan, Shorewood, Milwaukee, Madison, and Racine have also put bans in place.
But with almost two-thirds of the states not banning the practice and it remaining legal at the federal level, the American Medical Association is taking a very public stand. The AMA recently announced that it supports state and federal bans on conversion therapy. They cite the impact on vulnerable LGBT youth, among other concerns.
Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He was elected to the American Medical Association Board of Trustees in 2014 and currently serves as the chair. For the past decade, he's advocated on behalf of LGBTQ individuals. Dr. Ehrenfeld, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
First, can you tell us what conversion therapy really consists of?
Well, conversion therapy is a bunch of interventions that could be with a single person or in a group setting, attempting to train somebody's sexual orientation or sexual behavior or their gender identity. It can be hypnosis, it can be psychotherapy, it can be electrical shock therapy, but underlying all those techniques is a false assumption that homosexuality and gender identity is a mental disorder and that it should be changed.
And who is it aimed at? Is it primarily youth or is it to anyone?
So it can be aimed at anybody. Unfortunately, 700,000 LGBTQ adults in the U.S. have been subjected to conversion therapy. And we know that about 57,000 kids in America undergo change efforts before they turn 18 because there is this false assumption that their sexual orientation or gender identity needs to be or can be changed.
And who is usually providing this conversion therapy?
You know, it is clinically and ethically inappropriate for a healthcare practitioner to do these things. And state societies, the APA, the AMA, all have longstanding policy that these approaches are inappropriate and unethical, and yet they persist.
So what research is available that shows what impact conversion therapy has on those who receive it?
Well, there's growing body of research that demonstrates that these techniques are harmful, that they are unethical, and that they actually cause patients to have significant psychological distress. There was one study that found that 77% of people who had undergone conversion therapy had significant long-term harm, depression, anxiety, lowered self-esteem, blaming themselves for their problems, sexual dysfunction, along with significant social or interpersonal problems like feeling alienated or lonely, being socially isolated, having problems entering into intimate relationships. And so we know the data is very clear that these efforts are inappropriate and harmful to Americans.
And do we have specific research available that shows the impact on youth specifically?
You know, there is limited data on youth, but we know that children simply often do not have a choice to refuse to undergo these practices when they are offered. And that's why it's particularly important that there be no efforts to apply conversion therapy to kids who often don't have the freedom to say no.
And the AMA recently came out in support of state and federal bans on conversion therapy. What led the AMA to take this new step?
Well, there's a very wide professional consensus that rejects pathologizing homosexuality or gender nonconformity, and the evidence simply does not support the purported efficacy of trying to change people's sexual orientation. And because those practices are so harmful and so few states have taken action, there are 14 states in the District of Columbia that have some laws banning conversion therapy for minors. We need a federal ban as well as state activity to make sure that these things don't continue to happen in America.
And as you said, almost all current bans are against conversion therapy for minors, but it sounds like the AMA is looking to even broaden that. What ultimately would the AMA like to see?
we don't think any attempt to change an individual's sexual orientation, sexual behavior, or gender identity is appropriate. That is what conversion therapy is, and it simply should not be used for anyone.
We're talking with Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld right now. He's a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's also the chair of the American Medical Association Board of Trustees. We're talking about the AMA's support for federal and state bans on conversion therapy aimed at LGBT people. And is this position from the AMA coming from the board of the AMA, or is this something that the membership voted on?
This was a vote of membership, and the AMA, I am very proud to say, is an incredibly democratic organization. We have representatives from over 170 state and specialty societies that come together twice a year to set our policy, and it was very clear from our members that we should oppose the use of conversion therapy at any form across our country.
So what exactly would the AMA like to see put in place at a federal level or at all state levels?
Well, we would like to see certainly this practice banned, and we also want to make sure that patients understand the harms that this can cause if they're subjected to it. We also want our members and physicians and other healthcare professionals across the country to understand the harm that's caused when these practices are brought forward as a potential option for patients when they're clearly discredited.
So what would need to happen for those bans to be put in place? What body or what actions would put those where you would like to see them?
Certainly some states that have taken action as well as some municipalities, but we're seeing really kind of unfortunately a patchwork across the country to address this issue. We issued an issue brief within the past year that's being used to help with some of the education of state lawmakers as well as in Congress around why conversion therapy simply is inappropriate and should be banned, and we hope to see more action ideally at a federal level so that we wouldn't have to rely on this patchwork across the states and municipalities. But in the meantime, we're hoping that more states will understand what a helpful thing it is to have a ban in their state.
You talked about the briefing materials that the AMA is working on. What other steps will the AMA take to try to advance that goal?
Well, certainly we have a commitment to educating our members as well as those who are entering the profession about the important needs of LGBTQ people, including how to best take care of them, including making sure that we don't use reparative or conversion therapy for sexual orientation or gender identity, as it is simply not appropriate or standard of care.
How do you respond to critics who might say, especially in the case of adults who might want to pursue this therapy themselves, that they should not be given that choice?
Well, you know, the therapy, as it's called in quotes, is not a legitimate medical treatment. We know that it causes harm. There is no efficacy of the treatment, and it has a false underlying assumption that an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity can and should be changed. And we simply reject that homosexuality is a disease, gender nonconformity is a problem, and so therefore it is just inappropriate to allow folks to practice conversion therapy in any form.
Well, Dr. Ehrenfeld, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He was elected to the American Medical Association Board of Trustees in 2014 and currently serves as the chair. He joined us to talk about the AMA's support for federal and state bans on conversion therapy aimed at LGBT people.